Welcome to Rebrand Your Life, a podcast and community tailored for high achievers, professionals, and creatives. If you're overwhelmed, living on autopilot, paralyzed by the fear of where to go next, or desperately need a life overhaul, you are in the right place. Hi, I'm your host, Amber Plant. I'm a former corporate marketer turned intuitive business owner, trauma survivor, and your manifestation cheerleader. My purpose is to help you replace self-sabotage with self-compassion, encourage you to heal from the inside out, and supply you with the intuitive tools to create a life and career on your terms. Let's rebrand your life together. I am so happy you're here. So the first thing I wanted to say is, and I wrote all this down so I don't mess it up, but I said, you are on the right track. It may not feel like it now, but opportunities will present themselves when you're ready to let go of control and accept support from your soul and higher power. So I just wanted to start out with that. I also wanted to say that during our time together, try your best to leave behind any expectations of family, friends, your employer, culture, society, past conditioning, and any traumas that you have. I know it's really hard to think outside of everything you've been through, all the opinions of, you know, but we're just going to do our best to be fully present here, right?
Yeah.
And focus on your authentic self so you can
be the goal.
Fully present with me, right?
Yeah.
My goal is to guide you back to your connection with your soul, your intuition, and help you to understand your role here. So obviously career is like the fire, right? It's like, I need to figure this shit out. I think sometimes, and I've learned this in my life and going through trauma, like everything about your life is interconnected.
Yep.
And so we have to look at it as a broad whole.
Yep. I think so that's something that people forget that sometimes.
Yes. And I wasn't planning on saying this, but I remember when I was in my burnout journey, I started having really bad gut issues in my corporate job that was really difficult. And I met with a dietitian, and the entire time I met with her, it was for like 2 months. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about food one time. All we
that
talked
makes
about
so
was
much sense.
Everything in my life that was making me crazy around food.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So just keep that in mind as well. I also wanted to mention whatever is mentioned here, apply what feels good and abandon what doesn't, because I'm not here to pigeonhole or shoehorn you into a life that doesn't feel aligned. And so I'm all about intuition, all about leveraging that to manifest the life that you want. So, okay.
That was powerful and great. That sounds amazing so far.
Okay. So, I want you to start off and tell me what you want to tell me about your story. And then maybe the second piece would be, what do you feel like I can help you with?
I went to FIT. So I had glass ceiling of creativity for 4 years in school. Okay. I loved it.
Can you tell me what that stands for?
Yeah. Fashion Institute of Technology.
Okay. Thank you.
So I kind of had that glass ceiling of creativity. My major was fashion design. So I was designing, making things, making products, right?
Yes. So
basically I started out there, and that was such a good experience. And I was this is what I want for my life. It definitely isn't like that in the real world, is what I learned pretty quickly. You know, I was super lucky when I first got out of school. I worked at J. Crew. I worked at a bunch of different places that did give me that creativity for a little while.
Yeah.
But there was such a shift in the office culture and corporate culture after COVID. And I think that not a lot of people have recognized that in the fashion space. So I started at J. Crew. I was at, you know, Victoria's Secret. I was at Ralph Lauren. I was at PVH for a little while. I was at Macy's. I was at Kohl's, like all like high-end or corporate jobs. I would say in the, like since COVID, like we started working from home and that's really when the shift happened for me.
Yeah.
And it became like, oh, I'm like trapped in this office 5 days a week. Like I didn't even realize I was trapped. Like I did, it was almost like Stockholm syndrome where like you keep going back to something and you know that something's wrong, but like you can't identify what's wrong.
Yeah.
So during COVID, I kind of was like, oh, wow, like this work-life balance is great. Like I love the remoteness of it. But I quickly realized it wasn't just the remoteness that I liked. It was that I was able to kind of build my own schedule and like work on things when I wanted to work on them because I was at home. So like I could kind of make my own schedule and I liked that. So when we started going back to the office, it was really difficult for me. And like I made it really clear to my manager at the time and he was like super okay with it. Like he was like, listen, me too, basically.
Yeah.
And we kind of worked out like something where I was like, still coming into the office 2 days, which was like the requirement. And then anything extra, it would be like, hey, if you come in for one day this week, you don't have to come in both days next week. Like we'd kind of like negotiate. So for a while it worked. But also during that time, I had a couple friends like reach out and like want more like branding projects done.
Okay.
And so I think at the time I thought to myself, oh, it's the remoteness and it's the feeling of like freedom. But the real feeling of freedom I was getting was from like working on those like more creative projects on the side.
Right. Yeah.
And so that was kind of eye opening for me. And so the past couple of years, like the past 2 years, I've been kind of transitioning or trying to transition into branding.
Okay.
More on the creative side, I got my digital marketing certification because I was like, this will be a really good thing to have with branding, to have like the actual like strategy side of it. I did some really cool projects. One of my friends had a hairstyle studio that he was like redoing, so got to do fun things there. And then also worked with my friend who works in PR, and she's also like been a really good resource. And I think that's like another thing that I noticed in this journey is like being surrounded by people that support you and being surrounded by people who are like, yeah, go for it. Like you can do it has been amazing. So I kind of had that realization. Like I love being creative. I'm a creative at heart, but like I'm making the wrong product is what it feels like. So that's kind of where I'm at now, I would say.
Yeah. I was going to ask, are you thinking, so explain a little bit more about branding. Are you wanting to be like a graphic designer? Or?
Kind of. I would say kind of. So like the things that I've worked on that I really loved were like, I worked on a project for a friend where it was like, I'm coming up with your color story, the like brand kit for you, like developing your brand, really giving it a look and a feel.
Okay.
I love doing a mood board. I love doing inspirational stuff. And then translating it into something that's workable.
Okay. So you're wanting to be like a brand strategist is what it sounds like.
That's like kind of, so what I've been doing, just to give you some insight too, is like, I'm a person who's like, I'm always like a go-getter. I'm trying to do some things for myself. This has been weird because there's such a weird mental block for me in this area. Okay. Mostly because it feels like I'm losing part of my identity by changing careers.
Yes.
And I know deep down that my job is not my identity, but like I've been doing this for 13 years. So it is kind of my part of it.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like where I'm at now. But I've been doing a little research and I've been working on like going on LinkedIn and looking through job postings that seem exciting to me.
Yeah.
Usually brand strategy or creative branding or art direction is like where I land.
Okay, great. I love it.
Yeah.
I love this direction.
I try and like keep in mind, like I'm still like I'm working 5 days a week in the office, which is the epitome of everything I don't want.
Yes.
And so I am doing this on my lunch break. I'm doing it on my way to work. I'm doing it on my way home. Last night, I was like sitting in the sauna after my workout, like talking to my watch on a voice note with like ideas of what to do when I got home. So yeah. It's definitely like kind of a little scrappy, but like it's working.
Okay.
It's a little scrappy, but it's, you know, it's going.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the law of attraction?
Yes, I have.
Yes. So
that's what I'm banking on right now is the law of attraction.
Yes. And it works. It fucking works. And I will tell you, I have so many stories, but whatever you put your energy into and whatever you think about, the universe has no other choice but to give it to you. And I have tested this.
I love that.
You are on the right track.
I love that.
I will tell you that right now. Okay, so a few things. So I actually know a brand strategist. I'm going to lunch with her in like 3 weeks.
Okay.
But I would love to send you her info.
Yeah.
And she actually works for herself.
That's like the ultimate goal, right? Like to work for yourself and work with really cool clients.
Yes. So I will definitely send you her info. She's
that would be amazing. I'd love to just like pick her brain, because that's the other thing I've been doing is like, I feel like I sound a little psycho like saying this out loud, but like cold messaging people or cold connecting with people on LinkedIn that have had a similar career path to me, either people that I found that were in fashion and transitioned to branding or people that work for branding companies that I really feel like I could like feel aligned with. I've just been cold messaging like, hi, I'm Sam. I'd love to hear your journey. Cause like, I do want to hear the journey. So if you could connect us, that's like, you know, that would be perfect. That's more of my law of attraction goals.
Yes. So one of my tips for LinkedIn, and it actually worked really well. If you're scrolling through LinkedIn and you see somebody that really stands out to you, that is your intuition saying, talk to this person, right? And I've kind of found since AI has come out that people, they just don't like being sold to. Like they're craving human connection. And so actually sending them a voice memo in LinkedIn has really gone far. Yes.
I didn't even know that you could do that. I've just been trying to feel really authentic in message and be like, does this sound like ChatGPT wrote it? Like, I don't want to sound like ChatGPT.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I am going to tell you now, and one of my business mentors, she told me this. She's just like, shoot your shot. Like,
you have nothing to lose.
Yeah, you have nothing to lose. And so you never know what doors can open, and just be honest, just say, hey, like, this is what I'm trying to do. And I'd love to talk to you and just be authentic. And people, I mean, I get sales DMs and emails all the time. And I'm just like, I want nothing to do with you.
Oh, I definitely get those.
To actually take the time to look at my profile and like answer or help me with something I need help with, I'm like, oh, thanks. Like, that's actually really helpful. So yeah, I totally get that. But just because somebody doesn't reach back out, keep trying, right? And
yeah, that's
eventually people will get back to you.
That's like the worst part, I think, sometimes, right? Like, it's where like I actually have like a scheduled event on my calendar, like every morning when I get on the train, every night when I go home, like pick 3 to 5 people every night.
Yes.
So by the end of, by the end of this year, I'll be like connected with everyone on LinkedIn. So I do have that. And at first I felt like really uncomfortable with it, but like I did used to do it like for internships or like looking for jobs in fashion. So I just kind of like shifted it. And like the other thing I did was like before I started reaching out to these people, I updated my LinkedIn because my LinkedIn is very clearly fashion. And I was like, I need to take the right angle to put myself in the position of where I want to go and not where I've been.
Yes. You are doing all the right things. So after I had my son, I decided to switch from graphic design freelance to project management. And so I had to completely tailor my resume to all of the project management experience I had. I just put it out into the universe, right? Facebook groups, LinkedIn, like reached out to a lot of connections, right? And within 2 months, I had a job.
That's so incredible.
Yes. So just know that you are like on the right track.
That is really good to hear. But the other thing I wanted to ask you is like, when you were doing that, were you confident in yourself? Or did you feel like a sense of like almost like imposter syndrome? Because that's kind of what is holding me back the most.
Yeah.
Is like, I'm afraid to like push myself and go out there in fear that like I will fail.
So I definitely felt that way. And especially because I had taken a corporate like break.
Right.
I still had my like freelance business, but it wasn't at the time, it wasn't full time because I was also being in charge of a newborn. Yeah, I definitely had imposter syndrome, but I just kind of knew that, and maybe it was my trauma as well. I just kind of knew that going back and doing the same thing was not going to make me happy. And so, you know, it was easier for me to like talk with my cousin who's an HR director and just say, hey, like, can you look at my resume? Like, what would you fix? What would you recommend? And just kind of get her insight. And then, you know, I was doing so much project management in my business and I was doing it as well at my corporate job. For a while, it felt like really weird calling myself a project manager, but I don't know. It just, I mean, it got me the job. I just want you to know that you're on the right direction.
That makes me feel a lot better because that's been like the one thing that kind of holds me back. And I think you said something that really resonated with me, which is like the fear of calling yourself something else.
Yeah.
And like the thing that I've been trying to like kind of get inside my own brain. Like I love getting inside my own brain and understanding what's going on.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I so afraid? Like, what is what is my problem? Like, why am I so afraid to call myself a brand strategist when I have work? Like I have things to show. Right. It's like that fear of like someone saying, oh, you don't know anything.
Yes.
And like the fear of like saying like, oh, I'm this person, but like, I don't know this person yet almost.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like definitely resonated with me. And the other thing that resonated with me too is like kind of what you said, right? Like, it's just like, you have to just go for it. Like you have to just try. Because the worst that happens is you try and you fail and you try again.
This is something that I've had to reframe in my life, and you should in yours, is that you shouldn't look at like these missteps as like a failure, but almost as a redirection, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like with each career pivot I've had, it's just brought me closer and closer and closer to what makes me the most happy. And so you just really have to know that if you're putting yourself out there and you're doing the traditional things that our society wants you to do, right? Like the LinkedIn, the resume, your networking, like you're doing all the right things. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about getting into your brain.
I do. I definitely do. I journal. I journal. Yeah. I talk to my phone sometimes if I don't want to write or I have like a quick thought. I do some voice notes.
Okay. So I want to talk to you a little bit about that because sometimes when you think about the brain, right, we have two parts of the brain, and I'm not a neuroscientist, but I do love neuroscience.
Yeah.
So we have a right and a left brain. Our left brain is the logical, right? So everything that we are processing, problem solving, it's just really good at like structure, right?
Yes.
And referring back to past experience. So when did I do said thing, or like, how can I relate? Like, it's really good at just connecting dots, right?
Yeah.
And problem solving. Corporate, unfortunately, operates, and I know there are creative careers, but corporate operates almost 100% in that logical side, right?
My and left so brain is so burnt out from corporate.
Yes.
Like I didn't want to use it and I've been using it, and that's all I've been using.
Yes. processes and rules and like making sure everything is lined up perfectly and like making sure everybody's in line and doing what they're supposed to. And just like, it's just so fucking logical.
Everything is like that. Yep.
Yes. And so, but our creative side of the brain is that side that is connected to our intuition. So coming outside of your brain, like outside of that left side and actually connecting with your intuition, your soul that's been with you longer than this life, that can see everything, right? And can direct you and be your GPS, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted to illustrate this for you. I grew up very religious. I thought all growing up that God was sitting in, or the universe or the quantum, whatever you believe in. I believe that that source was in the driver's seat. He was just driving me around, right? That God had this plan for me and that I was just along for the ride. Like, I literally thought.
I went through that too. I definitely went through that too when I was younger.
Yes.
It's a little bit like I'm not religious at all, but my family is very Italian. So I was brought up very religious. Like, we went to church. We had my dad eventually kind of got out of it, but we were definitely going to church. You know, grandma definitely had all of her rosaries, that kind of thing. But I kind of switched over in my brain to the universe. The universe is bringing me good things. The universe is going to help me. But to your point, I was on the same path where it felt like I am just floating along in the passenger seat. And then at some point, I made the connection of wait, I can redirect. Maybe this is a two-sided car.
Yes. Well, this is how I like to think of it. So you're in the driver's seat. Your intuition is your GPS, will tell you where to go. And God is the car. When you decide what you want, right? Say you want to be a freelance brand strategist. So you tell the universe what you want. That signals to your intuition that that's what you want. And your intuition is that guidance system, right? So if you're reconnecting with yourself every single day, and I can help you with this, if you're reconnecting with yourself, your true self and your intuition every single day, and like I said earlier, just ignoring everything outside yourself and deciding what you want, and your intuition can plug into the universe and start bringing people into your life that can help you, start bringing money into your life, start bringing all the things that you need. I just feel like I suffered for so long thinking that I was, I mean, like you were saying, just like a cog in the wheel, right?
It's you're I'm who's driving?
Here. Yeah, I'm just here because, you know, this is life and it sucks. And like when I realized that every single thing that we see online and like advice from friends and fam, like it's all constructed, right? These are all things that people have experienced and they kind of want to like make you and convince you to believe that they're right. And, but it's like at the end of the day, like we can bring anything we want into our life. Like we can manifest anything.
And I mean, I agree with that. I think what you said too is like getting back to my intuition has been the hardest thing for me.
Yes.
And I noticed it when I left my corporate job. I'm at a smaller company now just as like an interim thing. And I left my corporate job and it got to the point where like I couldn't even function on how to make coffee some mornings. Like my brain was just on overdrive and I was like, I have to get out of here. Like, I was wearing the same outfit every day because I couldn't tap into the creative side to even create an outfit anymore. Like, I kind of had a uniform. But now I'm at the smaller job and it's not working for me. And I know that part of it is because this isn't the industry I want.
Right.
The other part of it is that it's 5 days a week in the office. So even though it's not career related, it's like one more thing I don't want. Yeah. And so I'm trying to get at least like steps in the direction of what I want.
Yes.
And also, like you said, like get back in touch with that intuition, because I think it's so easy to lose it when you're in that corporate grind.
Yes.
And my left brain was getting burnt out. My right brain was getting burnt out. So.
Yes. Well, and the other thing too is like something you don't realize because you're just in this, like it's almost like you're in a simulation every single day. Like you assimilate to this corporate job. Like everybody, like I said earlier, everybody does the same things. Like you all show up at the same time. You all work on the same things.
Yep.
You're all the same people. Like, I hope your coworkers aren't toxic, but sometimes like being in that energy all the time is also draining.
Oh, yeah. Right?
And so it's like, it's so fucking hard when you're spending more than 40 hours a week in this like bubble. It's like so hard to like see outside of that.
Yes.
Because at my very first job, when I went through trauma and my burnout, like, I truly took on that identity. The owner of the print shop that I was working at, she's like, okay, like I want you to take over the design department and your boss is going to take over the print department. And like, this was like her plan for me.
Yeah.
And then when I went through trauma and burnout, I felt the same way as you, where I felt like my identity was also like almost ripped away from me.
Yeah.
Like you promise me all this shit, right? It's like you promise me a future. Here I am imagining myself like having a baby, taking him to daycare on the way to this job. And I was just so angry because it's like I worked hard for them for so long and like I was dropped like a fly, right?
Yeah.
It's like I became an inconvenience because I was traumatized and asked for support, and it was like, you're out. Like, it's like you either assimilate or you're out.
Isn't it so frustrating too? Because I know in my corporate job, it was kind of the same. Like, I was there for 8 years. I got promoted once in 8 years. And it was, there was always an excuse.
Yes.
But I was doing great. But there was always an excuse. And there was always, you know, I'm someone who I can take.
Hi, my beautiful friends. After connecting, hearing your stories, and listening to your challenges, I've come to realize that we all share the same experience. We're stuck in the same cycle, operating on autopilot, stressed and burnt out, yet long for an aligned, fulfilling life. We want an escape plan from all these draining roles and businesses so we can take a break to redefine our unique version of success and well-being. What if you gave yourself permission to shut out the noise and focus on where your inner voice is calling you? I am so excited to introduce what I've been quietly creating for you. Welcome to Rebrand Your Life and Career. Join our 6-week virtual group coaching program and community designed to help you pivot your career guided by your intuition. This is a sacred space for you to take a break from your obligations, to understand what you want and how your intuition is going to get you there. Over the 6 weeks, you will rebrand your life and career on your terms by intuitively defining your purpose, vision, values, and a manifestation board to serve as your compass for life and career moving forward. Create your career pivot plan so you can change roles, switch industries, start or expand your business, get more education or training, or build something completely new. Find comfort in community by leaning on others who deeply relate to you, can cheer you on, and develop beautiful, lasting friendships. You can wait for certainty or you can create it. This isn't about reinventing your identity. It's about coming home to it. Click the link in the show notes or visit amberplant.com to enroll. I can't wait to experience this journey with you.
Feedback. Like, I would ask for feedback. What am I not doing? You know? Yeah. And then I became a problem because I was like asking the why.
For more.
And for me, it's like my intuition's asking the why.
Yeah.
And no one wants to deal with my intuition. They don't want that side of my brain. They want the left side. And I was kind of like, sorry, that side's on vacation. And right. This side is here to stay. And it didn't go well. And I got a new manager who very much like on a personal level didn't like me. And it became very toxic. Yeah. And, you know, to the point where I'm getting emails 5 p.m. on a Friday saying that I'm not good at my job, like flat out, just like, hey, you're not good at your job, where it's like, well, I've been here for a long time. So like, that's news to me.
Right.
And then made the transition to the smaller place thinking like, okay, like it's a little less structure, but it's also the Wild West because there's no HR, there's no one regulating anything. So I have a boss who is a very different kind of toxic now.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that like, I made it very clear in my first, I mean, I've been there for 3 weeks now and no one's told me what my job is. I haven't done any fashion work at all. And I was hired as a fashion designer.
Okay.
And I haven't done anything fashion related. I've done like layouts for embroideries. I've done prints. I've done more graphic work.
Okay.
But that's definitely not what I was hired for. So I brought it up to my manager like 2 or 3 times. And she just keeps saying next week, next week, next week.
Okay.
And it's like the worst feeling in the world to feel like, oh my God, like, did I just make a huge mistake? Like, did I, it's the devil you know versus the devil you don't.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, it's kind of been like my push to get out of this industry.
Yeah.
So even though I've seen it as like a very like scary experience, and it's still very scary. I mean, to the point where she comes in my office every morning for an hour and complains about other people on our team. And then will also beg me to stay.
Oh my gosh.
So that's gotten a little much.
Sammy.
This morning we had a whole conversation about how I can't leave her. Mm-hmm. And I have to like be the gray rock in the room and say, I have to do what's best for me. Thank you for your input. So in a way it's been interesting because like you said, like the toxicity is awful, but it's also been my push to be like, this is a sign from the universe saying, guess what? We tried something else.
Yep.
And this is the same industry. And I've been joking with my friends that the universe said, we told you to try something else. And you did try something else, but it's not the plan. So try again.
I'm laughing because the same thing happened to me. So I was
that makes
you
feel better because I was like, oh my God, like not even a month in. And I'm like, oh God, no.
Yeah. So I quit my corporate toxic job, my first one.
Yeah.
And then I did the freelance graphic design. And then after having my baby, I was like, I just want to try corporate one more time. Lasted about 7 months and then went back into my business. And I've been working in my business ever since.
That is so inspiring.
What I wanted to say is that, you know, it just wasn't a good fit for us. Like my husband, he was at the time he was working at a military base. He could not work from home. Like it was not even an option. And then whenever our son got sick from daycare, cause he had just started, like I couldn't be flexible at my job. Like they let me work from home, but I could tell it was starting to frustrate them because everybody else was at work in office and whatever. And then there were morning events, night events. And it's just like, this is not working. And this is the part that I'll tell you. So, and maybe this was your soul, the universe, whatever, like pointing you to me because this is exactly what happened to me. So when it was about 7 months working there.
Yeah.
And it was on like a Monday or something. And my intuition's like, you need to quit. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to do that again. So I sat with it. I sat with it for 3 days. I had horrible anxiety about, like, I had anxiety in the fact that it was like my body was physically rejecting quitting a corporate job again. Yes. Because I didn't really have a plan. Like, I knew I would go back into my business, but what was I like? Was I going to do project management? Was I going to do graphic design? Like, I don't know. And so anyways, long story short, I ended up quitting. And the next Monday, I felt guided by my intuition to join a co-working space.
Oh.
And I literally that day signed 2 new clients. So quit on a Friday.
That's amazing.
Two new clients on a Monday.
So how did you feel? Because like for me, that's like the scary part, right? Like I think that we've all been trained structure. Yep. And like, how are you going to pay your bills? Where is your next paycheck coming from?
Yes.
And like, how was that for you? Because to me, that's the scary part of like, do I just quit because I'm miserable and it's consuming my entire life? Right. Or do I look for something and give it my bare minimum?
Or do you just find a job that sounds fun, that's not even related to anything, and you build a side thing or whatever?
Yeah, and right? That's kind of where I was at for a little while too. And like, I know you know my friend Paige, and Paige and I were like talking about this too. And she's like, you could totally be a fitness instructor. You could totally do a run club. Like, you could do it. And it's so funny because like none of that even occurs to me because I don't see myself like that. I see myself in an office. I see myself in a corporate job, even though it's not really what I want. It's just what I'm used to.
Right. And with my business, right, I love career and I love like having a career, but I don't want to be in corporate, right?
That's the hardest part.
I've kind of flexed my business to fit what I'm good at and what makes me happy, right? And I was like, okay. And also intuition, because I'm just like, how do I tell people about this?
Yeah.
Because instead of, and I want, this is what I wanted to tell you, is I think that our society often looks at looking for our jobs and careers opposite. So when we, you know, say you're miserable at a job and you want to do something else, so your first instinct is to get online, right? Get on LinkedIn, change up your resume. And then a lot of people just apply for jobs online and expect to find a job.
Oh my gosh. I have like seen this, that doesn't
this
work.
Faceless, this faceless like person, and they're tweaking their resume more and like seeing all these career coaches. And like, I've seen so many people, especially on Reddit, just being like, what do? I can't find a job. And I'm just like, I wish you knew about law of attraction, because you keep telling yourself you're never going to find a fucking job. You're never going to find a fucking job, right?
It's been, that's actually the hardest thing for me. And every morning when I'm in the shower, I tell myself, we're going here today, but tomorrow we won't. Maybe tomorrow we won't. Maybe tomorrow we'll do something else.
Yes, exactly. So instead of like tailoring your life and your resume to fit a specific company or a specific industry, we should reverse that and write down everything that you want in a job.
Ooh, so, I love this.
Like even down to like what your break room looks like, right?
Oh, like, wow. I've never done that before. And there are some things that come to mind immediately and other things that I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Yes. So, So basically manifesting, like you're writing down and manifesting what you want out of your next, like your next role.
Yeah.
And then actually asking your intuition and saying, hey, like, this is what I want and help me to get there. And then it's really just you picking up on breadcrumbs, right? You know, you see someone on LinkedIn and they stand out to you. It's like, oh, reach out to them. Or you're reminded of a past coworker that has a mom that does something you want to do. Like, pay attention to that. Or you're in your environment and you see a billboard and you're just like, oh, I've got to reach out to this person. Or like, you just have to get really sharp and I think I sent you my intuitive reset guide. Did you get that?
I think you did. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll include that in the email. But
yes, perfect.
So that way you can actually attract the role and the job that you want instead of like pigeonholing yourself into a job that doesn't feel right. For me, especially with my business, I was just like, okay, like this isn't working for me anymore. Like I'm doing consulting work for small businesses. It's great money. And my clients, you know, they love me and like things are really picking up, but still I was just like, this is not quite there. Yep. And so when I finally decided to ask my intuition, like, what am I meant to do? My purpose in life is to talk to every person, yes, I know and let them know that they have an intuition, right? That they have an inner guidance system that's going to bring them directly to the life that they want. And the sooner they realize that and just shut everything else out, like things are going to start to pick up and change. And I was like, okay, like how do I make a business out of that? Right?
Yeah.
Because it's like,
because a lot of people need it.
Well, yeah, it's just like, who's going to pay me to do intuition? But I also love career. And it's like, okay, like now I'm just blending everything that I've learned, all my experience, and turning that pain into purpose and just making it into a business, right?
Yeah.
And I think we just feel so like scared, right? Like I sense that you're, because you actually said this, you said, how do I listen to myself more and how, yep, do I take risks to pivot to a new career? So it's
that's
like
my biggest hope, right? Like is, yeah, I know there's an intuition. I believe there's intuition because I know it. I've yes, seen it in here, but I, yes, haven't seen it in a really long time. And it's like, yes, something that I need to tap back into and I've never, yes, had to tap back in. So that's, yes, like the steps that I need to take.
So the other thing too that I wanted to say is that you need to have a lot of self-compassion because you have been in survival mode, right?
Uh-huh.
Like you're so burnt out that you haven't really thought about like, how do I tap into my intuition?
Yeah, there's no time because I'm like just, yes, trying to get through the day.
Exactly. And so it's like, how can we get you into a job or a business or whatever, a side thing, whatever you decide to do? Like, how do we get you into a place where you can actually regulate your body, mm-hmm, and your nervous system and feel that you can actually manage and be happy while you build or develop or whatever you decide you want to do, right?
Yeah. And like, for me too, like I'm interviewing now because I know this isn't right, right? Like I know this isn't it. Yeah. And as, yeah, much as I want to interview for like a brand strategy position, I know that it'll, yeah, be easier for me to get something in the career that I already do. So I interviewed, yeah, somewhere that's only 3 days in the office, which I was like, that's at least one step closer to my goal with, yes, the freedom and would open up more time for me to work, yes, on things to get out.
I also want you to pay attention to any resistant feelings that you feel.
Okay. So, what do you mean? What do you mean resistant? I guess.
Yeah. This job is like 90% there. I want you to be like in your gut, your heart, like your entire body is like screaming yes. Like,
oh, this I would love to feel that. Like,
yes.
Yeah. I would love that. I haven't had, yes, that in a while.
Yes. You have two type of emotions. You have positive emotions and negative emotions, and you can also relate that to feelings, right? Positive feelings, negative feelings about things in your life. When those feelings are generally negative, that is your signal, your intuition bringing you back into alignment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the longer we have like resistant and negative emotion and we just keep ignoring it, ignoring, we're going to run into mental health crisis, physical health problems, just tragedy, And like, because that's exactly what happened to me. I went through trauma.
Yeah.
And so it's like day after day, year after year, I was ignoring all of these warning signs and like it broke me.
I definitely feel that for sure.
Yes. I'm happy that you're starting to recognize that, because I think a lot of us are conditioned to just be like, this is how life is. Like, career sucks and we should just keep moving forward and be lucky to have a job. It's like, no.
that is unfortunately how it's been. And I would say also in the corporate setting, it's very easy to get sucked into that grind. Yes. And like, it becomes just routine.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to say too is my husband he has such an amazing job right now with amazing management. He is so happy. And I'm just like, I know it exists out there. Like, I know there are corporate jobs where people are thriving.
Oh, yeah.
We just have to rely on our inner guidance to know if we are getting into a bad situation or not, right?
And I will say, like you mentioned before, like the gut issues and things like that. Like, I'm a runner. I usually have a lot of energy. I can clearly tell that my energy levels are down. I'm bloated all the time. Every time I'm like going to like work out, I'm like, oh, I really don't want to do this, but I'm forcing myself to do it because I try and remind myself like, this is the part of the day that's for me. And I've been giving it to someone else all day.
Right.
But I definitely like noticed that. And that kind of is what made me get out of corporate to begin with. So starting at the same place where it's smaller, yes, it's still toxic. It's still the same industry. But it's almost like I walked in the door with zero expectations for myself. It was like, this is my halfway house. This is my halfway to freedom. Like, whatever I do here doesn't matter. This is a paycheck to give me what I want. Like, this is literally just funding my goals.
Right. Are there ways that you can set boundaries with management and coworkers to make it work for you? Right.
Right.
If it's just like low stress and you just do the bare minimum and check out at 5, like,
that's what I'm trying.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do. But there's also like a very big lack of boundaries. It's 9 to 6, which is like a long day.
Yeah.
And I get an hour for lunch, but like I'm using that hour for lunch to be hustling somewhere else. So it's like my brain is on and going for most of the day.
Yes. 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 I totally get that. And the other thing too is like, I'm sure you have a commute as well, right?
Yeah. I come from Queens to Midtown. So it's about like 35 minutes.
Okay. So basically it's a 10-hour day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just,
and don't forget, I'm still running at night and working out at night. So by the time I get home, it's like 10:30.
Yeah, Sammy, I'm not going to let you stay there at that job. Sorry.
I can't. I really can't. For my mental and physical health.
No matter how much we want to flex it, it's just not going to work.
It's not. So. It's not. And it's funny because I said to my boyfriend the other day, I was like, you know, I think like the best thing that could happen is I just walk in and they're like, we're letting you go. And I'd be like, okay. Like, I would seriously just be like, great. Thanks so much for your time. Bye.
Oh my gosh. That is.
So yeah, it's definitely it's definitely something for sure.
Yeah. Maybe you should start manifesting that. Just say.
Yes.
If they don't need me, just tell her to let me go.
But, well, that's kind of what I've been manifesting the past like week and a half where I'm like, if this isn't it, like, let this just not be it.
Right. Yeah. It's so hard.
Struggles.
I can relate to you so much. And I just want you to know that like you have to be like the creator of your own life, the visionary, right? And do not let other people, and especially your employer, like dictate what you want to do, right?
That's such good advice. It really is.
I promise there will be a better situation, a better something out there, but you just have to trust that it will come. And you have to trust yourself not your logical brain, not your past traumatized, burnt out side.
Yeah.
But trust that creative side that's like, I want to do this. I want to be more creative. I want to have more autonomy. I want to feel in control. I want to actually be able to help people in a way that fulfills me, right? And you just have to trust in that.
It's you really do. I know that that is the goal, and I have to just do it. And it's so, it sounds so much easier
said than done.
Just saying it. So I'm trying to like bring that into my life every day. And it's nice to like hear you say that as like a reminder, like, hey, it's going to work out.
It is. It is. And I feel that so strongly for you because you are already, I mean, you're already making moves, right?
I mean, so, I felt like that was the right thing to do because I was like, what else can I do to make this work? Like, I am the captain of the ship.
Yes, you are. You are in the driver's seat. You are.
The GPS is a little lost right now, but we're getting there.
We're getting there. Okay, Sammy. Well, this has been so fun.
Yes.
We do not have any more time. I know you need to get back to work, but let me send you. So I am launching a course this fall.
Oh, cool.
But I really want to offer you one-on-one coaching if you'd be interested in that. So I'll send you all that information. And really what I'm trying to do is, so my course is actually called Rebrand Your Life and Career.
Love that.
So I'm taking all of my branding expertise from my graphic design days and helping you rebrand your life with your intuition so you can pivot your career. And I'll be your guide for 6 weeks. So I'll send you all that information and please also don't hesitate to send me an email as well. I'm just so excited for you. This is just like the very beginning.
I love talking to you. And I also think that like you have so much good insight. And I think it makes me feel really good to talk to people who've been through the experience.
Yes.
Because I think when you're explaining it to people who haven't, it's like, nobody really understands like the feelings that come along with it. And it's just like, well, why can't you just change jobs?
Yeah.
And like, so it's really nice that like you are so open and like vulnerable about your own experience and like the way that you speak about your experience where like, it sounds like you've had a lot of like negative experience that you've turned positive. And that's such a positive thing for me to hear as someone who's been trapped in my left brain and being like, everything sucks. So like it's a really nice like refresh to like be reminded that like this is possible and it's a change that I can make.
Yes. 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 You said that as well, that you know that this, you can change this and you can. Like you really can.
Yeah. And
honestly, I think the reason why I'm so passionate is because my corporate experience like thrust me into trauma. And so I spent almost 4 years digging myself out of depression and burnout. And like, I just cannot let that happen to anyone else.
That is so kind of you because honestly, I've never experienced burnout. Like I've been experiencing it. And I think it's probably like a continuous cycle of burnout. That's finally like we're at capacity now.
Yes.
So now being at capacity, it's like digging yourself back out of it is such a different experience because you're like, what? Like, who am I?
I know.
Like, who was I before this? But someone said something in a podcast that I listened to the other day. And I thought to myself, like, this is really great. And she was like, you should never think to yourself, like, oh, I'm trying to go back to who I was. It's I'm evolving into someone I want to be.
Exactly.
So like maybe you take traits of things that you had in the past, but like you're never going to be back to there because of all of your life experiences leading up to it.
Right. Well, and even relating it to your career, like every job that you've had, like there's going to be pieces of what you learned and what you know that's going to follow you into your next situation. Right.
Right. Right.
Even if you don't have that knowledge, there's fucking AI, like there's YouTube, like you will figure shit out. Like, yeah. I never ran a business before. Nobody in my family is an entrepreneur. But
that's amazing.
I saw somebody online that was a freelance graphic designer, and I reached out to her, and the rest is history. Like I said, we have to be the visionary for our life. Like, we have to decide what we want, and we cannot shoehorn us into a life that we don't want, right?
Yeah.
Just for the sake of a paycheck, or
right,
for the sake of having something to do, or like, I just, we cannot be wandering.
Like, no, no. And it's, I so think true. That's
where you and I are the same, where it's like, I want to make an impact. I want to be happy, and I want to change lives, but I cannot do that here.
Like, exactly.
I'm making that. Somebody else, you know, a millionaire, a billionaire by.
Yeah, I'm working on someone else's goal.
Yes, exactly.
For sure.
Oh, Sammy, this has been so fun.
Yes, this has been so fun. I feel like I could talk to you for like hours on end.
I know.
But I appreciate all of your insight. It was like so refreshing to like hear it.
Yeah.
And like also, like I said, talk to someone who understands.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. Because everybody else is just kind of staying in line.
Yep. Yep.
Get in line and continue. So,
and it's like, I'm so sick of being online.
You're like, get me out of this fucking line.
Get me out of here.
I want you to get back to work, but I'll send you an email today, this okay. afternoon, and
yeah.
we'll be in touch.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Amber.
Okay. You're so welcome. Have a great rest of your day.
See ya.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening. I hope the message you heard today was exactly what you needed. Your feedback means the world and helps more people find the show. If you loved the episode, send me a DM. I would love to connect with you and learn more about your journey. If you haven't already, subscribe, leave a star review, and comment wherever you listen. Just a reminder, until next time, the universe has led you here to remember who you are, and where your divine intuition is begging you to go.